This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The city of Ouray has fired its police chief. Jeffrey Wood has been on paid administrative leave for months after his stepson was alleged to have sexually assaulted a girl in the chief's home. A letter from the city detailed numerous concerns, including comments the chief made calling the Black Lives Matter movement a, quote, terrorist organization. Governor Jared Polis says he's hopeful the federal government will move quickly to deschedule cannabis. Last month, the DEA announced it would reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. Polis says it's past time.
I applaud President Biden for doing this for the right reasons. It's over time, and it's time to do it. And I'm confident that the people of our country are absolutely supportive of this. And by touting this, people will understand that the president is doing the right thing.
On a conference call together, Maryland Governor Wes Moore added the decision was driven by data. Still, the process to reschedule a drug can take several years, including public comment and judicial review. With the return of 90-degree weather, Mike Nelson is Denver 7's chief meteorologist. He says a growing La Nina weather pattern will impact the state this summer.
It means a hot, dry summer. Usually we get less monsoon moisture, which is not good news because that's typically our mid to late summer moisture. And in the winter time, if that were to continue, it tends to favor the northern and central mountains with the heavier snows as opposed to the San Juans.
Nelson adds Colorado could see an active wildfire season between July and September. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.